Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
How contentious that bet was would have paid you with crumpled up dollar bills. I would have crumbled them all up individually and like left them in your spot.
Okay, I'm going to give you the $50 out here for the golf bet.
Oh, my God.
Hold this.
I forgot all about it. The $50?
Yeah.
Great. What are you doing?
Taking off my shoe. I got money in the shoe.
What?
And the Bulldog.
Used to do that with stuff at the pizza place. Like, we used to just, in front of the guy, like, pull the 20 out of your wallet, put it under your shirt and rub your underarm with it, and then give it to him.
There you go. Take the
$50. No, I don't want
that. Take the $50.
I'd really rather not. I don't want that $50 from your sweaty, disgusting sock and sneaker.
This is the payoff.
I don't want that $50. Give me a clean $50.
This is the $50.
I'm not touching that $50.
Take
I don't want
the $50.
It. No.
Right. They're not paying you.
What?
I'm not paying you. This
you owe me $50.
What this is $50.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
By the way, in the beginning there, Larry's like, oh, I forgot all about it. The whole episode is him talking about how the guy owes him $50. He didn't forget all about it.
Oh, right. Okay.
He knew he was owed it, and there it was, but it was a little bit not to his liking. Mm-hmm. What do you think they do about Quenneville?
I think these people have to be fired. Quenneville and Shovel Dayoff in Winnipeg. I think they should be fired. I mean, I just don't see any way you can. I mean, really keeping them on, even though they would not, I hopefully safely assume, not be committing the same horrendously negligent acts with these new teams. The fact that they did and were involved and denied being involved to begin with, like everyone else. I don't know, man. I don't see. Maybe because it's Florida, and like, you know, I don't know. Is there going to be a storm around Florida? Probably there should be. There probably will be wherever they go. You know, Winnipeg is much just more hockey centric, and like so, Shovel Dayoff is probably going to face more. In the way of questioning about it anyway, and the organization would feel that pressure, I suppose. But I don't know. I haven't even really dug in on the findings, just what I'm seeing attributed to Quenneville, you know, from being in the room, you know, things to the effect of, we just can't deal with this right now. It's too hard to get where we are. I just don't see how you get to keep your job, even though it's, you know, 11 years ago and you're in a totally different place. Their inaction allowed this guy, Aldrich, this video coach, to go from there to work in college and then eventually high school where he assaulted more people.
Is that alleged or is that actually charged or I don't know?
It's a part of the story that I've read about Miami of Ohio and then a high school after that.
Okay.
I don't know to what level those accusations, I guess I'll say. I don't know that they're charged. I believe they are charges.
Okay.
I think they are a part of, you know, it's separate from the Blackhawks thing, but there was a case about these abuses that happened in college and high school. And I just – you're in any way culpable for allowing that to continue, you shouldn't get to work at the highest level of the sport anymore. I'm sorry.
I read.
No, I'm not sorry. You just shouldn't be able to work anymore.
Yeah, I read some of it myself, and one thing that's written is that Quenneville, like, they kept the coach on through the cup celebration.
Yeah.
And into the summer, like, he had a day with the Stanley Cup and everything like that. And there was not an endorsement, but like a review that Quenneville is believed to have written about the guy, again, all after they were informed of these allegations. And Quenneville, in the report that was released today, said he could have written it. He didn't sign it. You know, it was more like that. Mm-hmm. And these are from meetings back when, like, less than a year ago, right? This would be, I think that's right, when they did, months ago, when this investigation began. Who fires him then? The Florida Panthers, you think? Like that?
Right.
It's not going to be the league. It's going to be the...
I think so, yeah. I think it's, you know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to make a clumsy comparison because we're talking about sports, but, like, you know, Alex Cora was found to be culpable for cheating scandal in Major League Baseball, and he lost his job. He got it back with the Red Sox. He did his time on the side, but he it cost people jobs. This is just so much more serious and offensive. I just don't see any way you don't fire these people.
Okay. It's just like, I don't disagree with you in terms of what should happen. I guess. That is how I feel listening to you. It's just like when these things come up in sports, it's just like, you know, you're numb almost. I mean, it's the power. It's just not as surprising that as it probably should be. To think about an organization hearing about this internally and not acting, right? Like, uh-huh. it's just not as surprising as it should be. It's just tragic.
I agree with that.
So,
I agree with that. It's upsetting, and highly offensive, but not that shocking, really, at all. That they would have. Like, weighed the pros and cons of acting on the information they had. Leaving the guy around to be a part of, you know, of the team, and there had already been, like, incidences within the team of this abuse, assault, whatever, that's incredible enough. But, I mean, you send this guy back out into the world, and he's the guy that was the video coordinator for the Stanley Cup champions. I know firsthand how I'd react to that guy taking interest in my kid.
Yeah,
I'd be like, you've got that's a resume. Like, you're like, wow, this guy that was there, like, he, okay, well, wow, what an opportunity to work with this guy. Look where he's been. I mean, that's just so gross that they allowed that. They're complicit in allowing that. And to me, that's Quenneville and Cheveldayoff. They're a part of that. They may not have made the final decisions, but they were a part of ignoring it and allowing this guy to go abuse other people, younger people, if that matters, college and high school aged kids. It's just so gross, man.
I thought the statement by the now former president of hockey operations, Stan Bowman, was also upsetting and disappointing. His point, when I sort of quipped about it earlier with you, his point was, I left it to my boss to see through, and he didn't, and I would do that differently. I mean, it's just so weak.
Yeah.
How does somebody in that room not say, yeah, you know what? We got to do something about this right now. Just... Yeah. Seems like for as many people as reported to have been involved in the discussions, how could nobody have thought, like, found the strength? Well, Quenville's Florida team is 6-0, by the way.
Right.
First place. Sabres are off until Thursday night. They'll travel to Anaheim, I assume, tomorrow. And that's their next game. Thursday night in Anaheim, Sunday at 4 Eastern in L.A. You've got the Bills, and then you've got the Sabres on your ride home.
And it's Halloween.
And it's Halloween. Yes. Are you ready? You guys ready for Halloween? You got your what are you going as, Joe?
I'm not ready yet.
Joe's going as a peanut butter pretzel for Halloween.
Yes.
No.
His favorite food.
let me say, this is like maybe the fourth or fifth time my age has come up on the show. I'm a 56-year-old man, so I don't have anything to get ready for. I will get some candy. I do enjoy that part of Halloween.
You do?
But no, there'll be no. Yeah, I like the. Yeah, even though I got, robbed that one time. I like sitting out on the porch and having a beer and handing out the candy is something I like to do.
Sunday is better than like Tuesday, but it really always should be Saturday. I mean, I've only had like two or three better thoughts in my whole life than that. It should always be on Saturday. Come on. You move other holidays to Monday every year. Doesn't matter what the date is. Doesn't matter whose birthday, what day of the week their birthday falls. We're going to celebrate this on Monday. We're going to have school off on Monday. Well, I mean, Halloween, I know it's different, but it's not all the way different. Saturday's the night. Or would it be too – would the world suffer too many would just be too rough out there? That should have been easier for me to spit out.
I don't know.
Be too rough out there.
Is there anything to be said for Saturday night is a night a lot of people like to go out, and you'd feel like you have to stay home on a Saturday night to hand out candy to strangers? Maybe is the only argument I could think of to make this not a great idea.
This is typical me. Like, I've had an idea for a costume the whole year, but now it's the week of, and I'm totally not prepared. The one year with Colonel Sanders, I got prepared only like the couple days before. I finally found the energy to go to the mall and buy the suit and then put the whole thing together, and it was a home run.
You crushed it, yeah.
Yeah, but really, like, I don't do anything in advance. I don't prepare. So this idea I've had for a costume, and no one would get it. Like, just no. If one person got it, it would just make my world. But no one would ever get what I'm doing. Remember when Marv Albert would appear on Letterman in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
He was a
the
fairly
highlight reels.
Yeah. The wild and the wacky. I almost broke into the voice because I used to do the voice. The wild and the wacky. Like he would go on Letterman on a fairly regular basis with his bloopers and do he would sit there.
Yep.
Marv Albert would be on Letterman. So Chris Elliott on that show, I saw him talk about this once in an interview. He talked about how Marv Albert backstage, there was two things that were distinctive about him like before he would go on. One is he always had a white styrofoam cup, like a water or coffee, whatever. He always carried around a white styrofoam cup. And the other was he was always brushing his pant legs with his hands. So one night on Letterman, Chris Elliott was Marv Albert. Like, he would come on and do impressions. He did Marlon Brando, and he did different people. And Letterman might have introduced him as Marv Albert, but Chris Elliott would come out. And he would have, like, the wig, right, and the NBC blazer. And the first time he did this, I don't know how many times he did this, the first time he did this, he came out with the styrofoam cup, but he's brushing his pant leg. And Letterman just, like, bent over in hysterics. When he saw, because that would be something they would have talked about all the time, like,
right,
you
right,
and
right.
I about some people like just that was known about Marv Albert that he always had the cup, and so I just wanted to walk around in something resembling a Marv Albert costume, like a wig and an NBC blazer and khaki pants, and just walk around the whole night with a styrofoam cup brushing my pants.
Yeah, you're right.
Just amusing myself.
1% of society would get
not even
it.
Not even yeah,
probably
Chris
yeah,
Elliott
I'm
might
being,
not even get it anymore.
I'm being generous here with 1%.
It's not
gonna work.
No, but I would just amuse myself the whole night walking around doing that. Like somebody might be like, oh, you're Marv Albert. Like it's close. You almost got it.
Yeah.
Not really. I'm a certain version of him.
Yeah.
But again,
I did hear right. That's not happening. I mean, you could, I guess, still pull it off, but come on.
Come on, right?
Favorite idea? I don't know, Joe. You're the right age for this. Like you're still like Halloween party guy. Although Mike is into it too. How many Ted Lassos do you think you're going to see?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, because that's kind of easy to pull off too. You just need like a little soccer quarter zip. You need the mustache.
That's it. You're there. Right. You're done.
A lot of Ted Lassos. Is there anyone else from that show you can really do? Probably not. It's probably just Ted Lasso.
You could do Roy Kent, probably.
Yep, just swear
a lot.
You
can pull off Roy Kent. If you got the right hairstyle, you could pull off Roy Kent.
Just swear a lot.
Just walk around swearing a lot. And then anyone asks what your costume is, just say, I'm bleeping Roy Kent.
Right, bugger off.
Yes.
Fine.
Too bad we couldn't be a troop like the three of us. Go out somewhere and just, you know, three amigos or something like that. Or something.
The Three
way
Musketeers.
More current. The Three Musketeers.
I don't think that is more
the three
current.
Something. No, it's not actually.
More current. No,
it's not.
No.
Quick note on Game 1 of the World
the Three
Series.
Three Stooges. No, wait, that's
three
not current.
Three Stooges.
Still going backwards.
The Marx Brothers.
The Three.
The Jonas Brothers.
The Founding Fathers.
There we go.
All right, I'll stop.
The Three Wise Men, obviously, is next in the line of succession. Tonight, Joe Buck. At the World Series, this will be according to a fun little Twitter account called Unnecessary Sports Research. They tweet that tonight will be Joe Buck's 1,051st national telecast of one of the four major U.S. sports, breaking a tie for seventh place in that category with Hubie Brown.
Wow.
Right. Hubie Brown, who would definitely not have broadcast any baseball, hockey, or football games.
Right. Right.
Has 1,050 national NBA telecasts, or I guess college, but is that insane or what?
That seems very hard for me to comprehend.
I know. Can you believe that according to the site, Joe Buck is just tonight passing Hubie Brown on that list?
Yeah, no.
No.
I cannot believe that.
It's awesome. He might be setting the World Series record tonight. I saw something about that. Passes McCarver tonight in World Series broadcasts. I'm not sure that's first. But there's also that. It's a fun account if you like trivia like that. We talked football today with Sam Monson, our regular Tuesday guest from Pro Football Focus. One question that we went a little bit deep on with Sam is, how good are the Bengals? We had the Chiefs, then we had the Ravens, then we have the Titans, now we have the Bengals. You know, are they good enough to run with the Bills? So that discussion and more with Sam coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.